1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Record-breaking numbers of travelers preparing to hit the road and take to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home. FAA Chairman Michael Whitaker.
We're watching the weather very closely. It's thunderstorm season. We've got storms from Tennessee all the way up, or from Texas all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be working with the airlines to get them through those storms safely.
Storms leaving five people dead in Iowa after tornadoes touched down. They are still cleaning up there. Nearly three dozen people were hurt. In northern Mexico, nine people were killed and more than 60 hurt when a stage collapsed in strong winds. That happened at a political rally. The Justice Department is expected to file a new lawsuit today against Ticketmaster and Live Nation for the alleged monopoly the DOJ says the company has on live music events. China holding military drills around Taiwan, punishment China says for independent forces on the island. This is ABC News. More questions about a flag being flown at the home owned by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. After a picture showed an American flag flying upside down at one of his homes, another, published in the New York Times, shows a pine tree flag at Alito's other home, at Beach Home in New Jersey.
It's unclear who allegedly placed the flag and what kind of statement was being made. The flag, which dates back to the Revolutionary War, has also been associated with Christian nationalism. Supreme Court justices are supposed to avoid the appearance of political bias, and Democrats argue Alito has a conflict of interest and should recuse himself from two January 6 cases now before the high court, including one which will resolve whether President Trump has immunity from prosecution.
ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Toronto is going to join the WNBA club, the city becoming the first outside the U.S. to get a women's team. They will start playing in the 2026 season. It'll be the 14th team in the league, and the commissioner wants to get 16 teams in the next 3 or 4 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Take It campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
Brewers shutout in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddie Peralta giving up a home run to start the game and settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the Red Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, named to the All-NBA first team for the sixth year in a row, the eighth time in his career. Now, last week, Doc Rivers fired three of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we welcome Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project in, looking at the day's headlines and also what's ahead for the Republican and Democratic state conventions. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
What, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Black coffee.
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 They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
We will. We've got Project 2025 to talk about here.
More on
you
that.
Know, I'm just realizing
what?
That I'm kind of enjoying Catherine's critiques of our program.
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm challenged by it.
Well, I think
well,
you said
I'm enjoying the challenge.
That's what her job is.
Right. Yeah. I think you said yesterday she's like the most involved and caring program director you've ever had.
Yes, that's
well, we were talking about
that's
that because
exactly what I said.
We never had any program directors that would ever talk to us. They just would those guys. They wouldn't approach us. They wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
They never talked to you unless it was time to let you go or something.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Or yeah. Unless we were in deep trouble about something, then we'd get called in.
In deep trouble. They just, you know, it was either they didn't talk to us told us to leave the station.
We really don't need you anymore.
Escort them out, please.
Yeah, the good news is you've got one more paycheck coming. The bad news is it's the last paycheck. Yeah. So, sorry.
I'm enjoying 57 this.
57 degrees right now. It's a cool start this morning, John, after all those storms. And now highs today, 77. It's going to be beautiful, bright, sunny,
Do we have
gorgeous.
Any kind of indication where that dew temperature is going
the
to
dew
come
point?
In?
The dew point? No, we don't have the dew point, but dew point. We'll do some research on that.
Gordy, do you have how windy it's going to be today?
I don't. What? No. Why?
Oh, well,
I don't think it's going to be windy
at all. What's it going to be like today?
Just because I used to be a TV weatherman for 20 years, I don't keep that much track of it anymore.
They're pulling on your shirt. Please, Gordy, please tell us what the weather's going to be like.
Oh, boy.
I asked because I tried to take my sailboat out yesterday, but it was just a little kind of wild and wavy, and I couldn't even get like 3 feet out into the water without...
Sailboat?
Yeah.
Is it called the minnow? I mean, you have all these ancient old things.
It doesn't
that you
have
bring
a name.
Out.
Yeah, it's one of those. You know, in the 70s,
Let's
they had
your
those
sailboat.
The sailboats made out of styrofoam.
Right? Yes,
it's one of those.
Oh my God!
So
no.
it weighs like 40 pounds, and I can just put it on top of my car and take it places.
Where did you take it? Where did you try to sail?
To James Madison Park.
Really?
Yeah.
And just do. What happens if you go out in it and there's no wind at all? Yeah. I mean, the opposite is true.
Well, I mean, you're kind of
stuck,
I guess. Yeah.
You have to paddle your way back in?
Wow. Yeah.
So it was too windy yesterday to go sailing.
Yeah, waves kept coming right over the bow and it was just a tub after not very long.
Okay.
Styrofoam boats didn't really catch on. They thought maybe cups. Let's go with cups.
Cups. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Project 2025.
Oh, boy, do we have to?
The big plan from the Heritage Foundation. I know, we're hitting it hard.
It's just so much. It's too much to take in.
But we're workshopping it.
Okay.
We're, again, trying to help it. Try to make it more appealing to everybody, and that's why we're featuring it here on the show, just to give you a preview of what's going on out there and see if it doesn't appeal to you.
Well,
One of the people that's writing this thing up is Mike Davis. Can we just play a little
Sam's on the phone right now. He can't be bothered.
It's probably Catherine.
I'm here. Hang on. I'm here. I'm trying to take phone calls at the same time, but here's your cut, Chuck.
All right, let's play it.
We've talked about this, Ben. I have five lists ready to go, and they're growing. List number one, we're going to fire. We're going to fire a lot of people in the executive branch in the deep state. Number two, we're going to indict. We're going to indict Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and James Biden.
That's a
and every other
thing.
Scumball, sleazeball Biden, except for the five-year-old granddaughter who they refused to acknowledge for 5 years until the political pressure got to Joe Biden.
Oh, boy. That
Number
pressure.
Three, we're going to deport. We're going to deport a lot of people, 10 million people and growing, anchor babies, their parents, their grandparents. We're going to put kids in cages. It's going to be glorious. We're going to detain a lot of people in the DC gulag and Gitmo. And list number five, I'm going to recommend a lot of pardons. Every January 6th defendant is going to get a pardon, especially my hero, Horn Man. He is definitely at the top of the pardon list.
Great. Fantastic.
What in the world?
Again, this is why we're workshopping it. It's not exactly as positive as it could sound.
Really need to punch that up a little bit.
It's going to be glorious.
Glorious, that's fine.
You can throw that in.
Good.
But I think the content around that was not exactly as glorious as it could come across.
You know, the kids in the cages thing. Let's talk about that for a minute just because, it sounds...
It doesn't sound right. It
doesn't sound good. Could we come up with a little bit better children in...
kids in playhouses.
Playhouses.
Wire playhouses.
That we make for them. And
that's right. Yeah. And cut 98, do you have that ready for... this is also Mike Davis. He's obviously one of the authors of Project 2025, and it's going to be glorious. Let's check out this track.
I've been kicked off Twitter five times for hatred.
And for calling to imprison Black Lives Matter protesters, calling them woke Al-Qaeda and domestic terrorists who've been terrorizing American cities for 8 months.
Yeah, maybe it's not such a good idea to import people from third world Marxist hellholes who hate America. We're going to become a third world Marxist hellhole very quickly.
It is only illegal to object to elections in third world Marxist hellholes, and now in New York, D.C., and Atlanta.
Maybe it's just a coincidence that he calls American cities with large minority populations third world hellholes. Still too subtle for you? And move to Twitter, where Davis has written, quote, "The violent black underclass is a danger to America. We must resume the mass incarceration of these thugs. In the meantime, Americans must arm up. These monsters will kill. To arm up against the violent black underclass, against Soros-backed DAs, against county attorneys, against Democrats in general. All while tweeting the individual names of journalists, college professors, and politicians he would send to the gulag, including saying that he would throw Tim Miller, that never Trump Republican you just saw interviewing Bannon, who is a gay man, quote, in the women's cell block in the D.C. gulag.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's Mehdi Hasan, his summing up of what Mike Davis is like. Again, this guy needs more positive reinforcement if he's going to talk about this.
Yeah, need to sharpen up that hyperbole a little bit. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we've got Mark on the line. And what do you got, Mark, for Project 2025?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, a couple things. This irony that you mentioned, Freedom Summer down in Florida. I mean, Freedom Summer actually meant something back in the 60s. That the irony of Ron DeSantis, who has been against minority rights, it seems that it has the balls to call it Freedom Summer. But for this whole Project 2025 thing, I just happened to be reading a history book I'd picked up and opened it up. And Roger Williams, you might remember him, he was a Puritan that got kicked out of Puritan New England because he was too radical for them. Because he actually believed in that, he actually came out and said that, that believed in absolute separation of church and state, because that he didn't want the state controlling the church, and he didn't want the church controlling the state. And he actually said this forced faith is actually a stench upon the nostrils of God.
Wow.
That are along that line.
Wow.
And this is
the nostrils of God.
Unless you remember, in New England, they're exiled people daring to disagree with their orthodoxy. You know, Anne Hutchinson or the Quakers, they actually executed in New England for being, you know, of a different faith.
Right.
You've got to watch out, because the anti-Semitism and the anti-immigrant and is just at the heart of all this Project 2025.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's their
good
big
point.
Focus.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
A big focus. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
We actually have Lincoln Project's Tara Sentmeyer. She has a little something here. Hoping Biden alerts voters of Project 2025. And by the way, that's what he's doing now, but this is a track from last week. Let's check that out.
The problem is that we have a very short attention span, first of all. And also, we are a year out. People really aren't paying attention, which is why, and I've said this many times, that the Democrats and President Biden's campaign has got to start setting the narrative now, pushing back against this, forcing the American people to pay attention, because they're not going to fight for something if they don't understand why they need to fight for it. And they don't want, I don't think the American people want to wake up to what Nazi Germany woke up to in the 30s and 40s, or what other countries in the Soviet bloc woke up to when they didn't think that this would be their last free and fair election. It has happened in history before, and we've seen how close we came in this country to it happening again after January 6th.
Yeah.
I mean, the terminology... Right, loyalty oaths. They did this in 1933 in Nazi Germany. They had a civil service law that forced civil servants to have to pledge loyalty in order to keep their jobs. And what did that mean? That meant kicking out Jews. And that when we talk about camps, there were concentration camps. I mean, this is real. You and I, Mehdi, will be the first ones on barges to Gitmo at this point. They're telling us what they're doing. Yeah. They are telling us.
Yes.
We're not making it up. And the American people, and we have a responsibility, and all of us that have platforms, to keep drilling this home, that we are not blowing this out of proportion. It's coming out of their own mouths.
That's right.
There you go.
And, you know, a lot of this, when they talked in interview, megas, they said, well, you know, they say these things, they do these things, but I like them. You know, I like the people that are saying these nasty little things, but it's what they're saying. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, they just
policies,
say that stuff,
the tax
get
cuts.
Elected.
Yeah, that's all. It's no big deal. We don't believe them. Yeah,
they're not going to do that stuff.
But they keep saying it over and over, and that's all they actually do talk about.
Yeah.
Why don't we play this track from Trump? This is his promise to weed out the vermin.
In honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're going to go through the apartment buildings, the campuses, the radio stations, and weed out the vermin that are not exactly on Trump's side, right? Restoring the American family in Project 2025, and no-fault divorce, and abortions, reduce access to contraception, and sex education, and get rid of those same-sex marriages. All of that. That's part
it's
of the agenda.
It's all on the to-do list. You know, that's day one.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And then they'll go from there.
Now, let's check out this. This is one of the scary... What, we have something?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Okay.
We do have a couple of texts here, though.
Okay.
We'll continue with more of our discussion on Project 2025. But one is, good morning, boys, from Sherry in Horicon. Always nice to hear from Sherry. And another one, Mendota is too big for styrofoam boats, Sam. Try Wingra Park.
Hey,
smaller water is better.
I know my abilities as a sea captain.
Okay. Oh, we'll find out more about that.
I think the skipper said that.
Yeah,
Bill Gens Island.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Mad Radio. 92.7 WM DX 1580
AM.
Yeah. It's the John and Gordy show for a Thursday morning. It's bright and beautiful, yes. Sunny skies, 57 degrees currently, highs today 77. Get out and enjoy it if you can. Yeah, rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em, top of the morning.
We've been workshopping Project 2025 to make it sound just a little bit better, put some positive spin in.
Putting lipstick on a pig.
We're failing. We're failing miserably.
Because you can't do anything with it.
It's,
you know, it's done on arrival, really. I mean, it's never going to happen, right?
Yeah, they're just talking.
It's
what they just say. They're just
it's 1,000 pages of, you know, what if, but yeah, come on. It's not going to happen.
No. It can't happen here.
Right.
So when we...
All right.
We're going to take your call?
Would you like to?
Yeah, sure. I'm good with that.
What is going on here today?
We're trying to take calls on this program. We Dick want is on everybody to call us up.
Yes, you can call us at 608-879-8255. And Dick is on the line this morning. Good morning, Dick.
You got a way to add some positive spin to this at all?
Yeah, this plays right into it. What Trump said just yesterday or the day before about the judge after the the trial ended for the day, referring to him, as look where he's from.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Okay, Columbia.
Yeah.
But here's where he gets it a little wrong. The judge that rules in his favor in Florida on the documents case, she's from Columbia as well.
Oh.
So,
well,
just saying.
Yeah. They are splitting hairs there, Dick.
Made that statement about the judge.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
All right. You've got a very good point there. I didn't even make that comparison, but that is true. That is very true.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate that call.
We have this comment. People make these things up for Donald Trump to bloviate. And build him up because he needs this stuff, and
he needs new material.
This is a narrative we have no idea who this person is, but this did come out. It is cut 39, and let's check it out. This jaws dropped when we played this on the program, and let's try it again.
Okay,
it's time for Republicans, including those who doubt him, or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. We are in a war fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. I call our enemy the woke regime or the group quota regime. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. We shouldn't much care whether our commander-in-chief is a real conservative, whether he is a role model for children, or says lots of silly things, or whether he is modest or dignified. His policies are important, but not as important as the rest of him.
Jeez.
He understands the group
Porter regime is evil.
Oh, my God.
And will not stop until it destroys America.
Really?
Trump knows his job is to protect Americans and just Americans. Protect them not just from enemies abroad, but from the woke globalists within.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that America does not need more diversity. It needs more cohesion. The woke radicals tell the Trump voters they are a threat to democracy.
Canceled
They're
culture.
Saying you Trumpsters are a threat to democracy.
Yes, we say that.
The woke radicals also tell us ad nauseum that America is systemically racist.
Yeah, it's not that
Trump
anymore.
Knows this is deadly nonsense, and he says so. This charge of systemic racism bounces off Trump because he has no white guilt,
yes.
or any guilt for that matter.
You're absolutely right.
Trump tells
right
his
about
supporters
that.
What they already know.
Yeah. Okay.
They are not racist, and they do not have white privilege.
Thank God he told them that.
The woke radicals shut up those who disagree.
No, we don't.
Trump will not be shut up. If they manage to put him in jail, he will still roar like a lion. The woke radicals have the moral arrogance of fanatics. Trump rejects the utopian fanaticism of the woke radicals.
All right.
Trump,
God
bless.
Okay, we've heard enough.
That's amazing stuff.
Who is that?
I know. Who knows?
The music. Overly dramatic music.
I found
music.
The cut. I could not find out who did that narrative.
Okay, well,
and
it
could
be anybody.
That.
Somebody in their basement. Or...
crazy lunatic. And it sounds official
it
because
does.
Of the intense
His
music
voice
in there.
And the music. Yes.
Now we have a track here from AOC, who's been out there
okay.
in the news lately. Let's check this out. It's got 356. Way back when we used to have the big numbers.
Not only do they want to go after reproductive freedom, they're going after IVF, they're going after contraception. We have a mifepristone ruling that is coming down from the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas enriching himself from the same folks who are saying that they are trying to control women's bodies quite explicitly. And going beyond that, they also want to control what they call recreational sex.
Yes.
Recreational sex. This is so clearly a patriarchal theocracy that has embodied itself in the DNA of an entire political party in the United States of America. And as women and as any non-binary and queer person in this country, they must be defeated. There should never be room for this kind of control by force over another person's body in this country. And they can walk it back as much as they want. They have done this. Who put those judges there? Not Democrats, not independents. Republicans put those judges in there. Republicans are taking women's bodies by force, and we cannot let them do it. It has to come to an end.
All right, and I think we have time for cut 139. Let's play this really quick. This is a Steve Bannon Project 2025, his comment. Listen.
We mock your fear. We want your fear. It's going to be accountability. We are taking apart the administrative state. We're going to destroy the deep state, and we're going to hold everybody responsible that put this republic in the situation it's in today.
It's in a good situation.
Accountability, responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that will come with authority. The authority
of course, that's what I was
of
thinking.
Donald John Trump as the 47th president of the United States.
Isn't that incredible?
That's wild.
That's what we need, authority. held accountable. And we are in such a dire strait right now. I mean, the country is just falling apart, I heard that immigration is dramatically down at the border. It is not out of control. And the economy is doing fantastic, even though everybody thinks it isn't. What are we going to do?
We trudge on as we get closer to Election Day. We're going to bring it home, though.
Yes.
Hovde is making an impossible challenge
impossible.
In the state of Wisconsin.
Just impossible. You won't believe this.
Oh, boy. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received their first confirmed case of cicadas in the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And although many of you may think of cicadas as a noisy insect, in reality, they could devastate production agriculture. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
17 years ago, when Wisconsin witnessed another cicada brood hatch, Steve Lewis was around. He's the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, and he said these insects, aside from being extremely noisy, are extremely devastating to his apple trees.
We are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're a kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, he said any measures he tries to take to control or mitigate the cicadas have an offsetting effect in the orchard, disturbing the pollinators he worked so hard to try to attract. Wisconsin is the only area known where the brood 13 cicadas will emerge.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
And if you like the way some of your fields are shaping up this year, you might want to consider entering the 40th annual World Forage Analysis Super Bowl. That event's held during World Dairy Expo with cash prizes over $26,000 strong. The deadline to submit corn silage samples this year, July 10th. All other entries due by August 22nd. Entry details available at worlddairyexpo.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, that's Friday Eve, to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're doing early grievances because we're only committing to Thursday at this point. See you on the radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelettes for only half the price of four.
They're delicious. A little, you know, a little chewy, but...
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy family shows. We try to sort through the stories that we have here. You know, Project 2025 is sounding a little depressing, you know.
A little?
I thought we'd get out Eric Hovey, stand-up
comedian. Something even more depressing, right?
Let's bring it closer to home. Bring it to Wisconsin,
Eric Hovey,
here.
I think, you know, things he says are just amazing. And by the way, Ron Johnson is also included in this little segment. And he's going to say things people don't like. As usual. He admits it this time, though.
That's what he does.
He does.
That's his thing.
You know, I'm going to play this cut. I was at Wisconsin Eye, and this is where I got these audio tracks.
Okay.
Eric Hovde, when he speaks, he sounds like he's a little kid trying to sound like an adult. Now, as you listen to this,
that's your impression.
Think of that.
That's
a
what
little
you
kid.
Think.
Trying to sound like an adult.
Okay.
And he makes everything sound very, very important, even though what he's saying is vacuous and empty. Okay, let's play cut 137, Eric Hovde.
So, Senator Baldwin, I challenge you.
This is an impossible challenge.
I challenge you to debate me all over the state.
Oh, my
in
God.
In every community.
Oh, man.
I'll
wow.
debate you any place, anytime.
Oh, that's just impossible to do. How could he make that challenge?
Well,
that meant nothing. That means nothing to anybody. I will debate you in a cold lake in October.
He's just trying to get attention. And he's just trying to, you know, stir it up a little bit.
Oh, my
challenge
God.
Her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he's got you, Tammy. Now what are you going to do?
She's shaking in her boots.
She's going to have to debate him in some city in Wisconsin someplace, and she won't be ready.
Oh,
you know,
right.
She can only do that in certain places. All right. Now, Ron Johnson assumes doctors don't have an oath, you know, the Hippocratic oath to save lives.
Why do you say that?
Because he's
assuming that they don't have that.
Yeah, he's assuming that, you know, that late-term abortions aren't medically necessary and that only mega politicians know what's best for women, you know, health-wise. So here is here's Ron Johnson, and he's going to say things, folks, and this is just a little warning from John and Gordy. He's going to say things that people don't like to hear.
Okay.
All right.
Which cut is this, John?
136. All right. Do we have that?
I'm looking. You didn't put it on the dock.
Oh, I didn't.
No.
Oh, boy.
I see it here.
Oh, my big mistake.
Oh, okay.
It isn't there.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
All right.
People don't want to see abortion at the moment of birth. By the way, that's not really abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That's infanticide. Why am I bringing this up here today?
Yeah, why?
Trust me, I know people don't like what I'm saying.
Yes, we don't.
Many people in this room do not like what I am saying.
Exactly. I get it.
If we don't win, the end result will be unrestricted abortions, infanticide up to the moment of birth. That will be the result. So we have to win.
All right. See?
You're right.
He's saying things that we don't want to hear or we don't like him saying.
That's what he specializes in. Now. He's honed in
it's
and focused on
infanticide.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it negated the ban on abortions in Wisconsin when a judge said it was infanticide that they were talking about and discussing. It didn't ban abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John. So, that's great.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Now, I have a little bit here from The Daily Show, and he's talking about cancel culture. By the way, we talked about this at the restaurant, Short Stack, the other day.
Yeah,
about cancel
culture,
how ridiculous it sounds.
It does.
How dumb it is.
It really doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
No one can cancel you out. You are speaking. You are saying what you want to say.
Yes.
No one canceled you. Okay, well, anyway, that's the cut that we're going to get to from John Stewart. It is an excellent cut. This is everything we talked about yesterday and more. Let's check this out. Cut 138.
The idea that there is an all-pervasive, all-powerful threat to free speech called cancel culture has become a central tenet of modern conservatism. They celebrate their being silenced at conferences. They celebrate their being silenced on podcasts and streaming outlets. They celebrate their being silenced with over 700 book titles about being canceled. Yes. Why are there so many of these f***ing books? Unless you don't know, nobody reads anymore. Conservatives have an entire industry devoted to complaining about not being allowed to say the things they say all the time. Their victimhood is the entire brand.
You can no longer say somebody is homeless. You have to say they are unhoused. Free phones, food, and clothing sounds like a great deal. A homeless woman in a Democratic-run city.
Pretty soon we won't be allowed to say illegal aliens because it'll be hate speech and therefore illegal. Illegal aliens streaming across our border.
Trans agenda is a religion now. Convert or be canceled. Big Trans has a real knack for making everything about themselves.
Dare to speak your mind about issues like pro-life? Well, your life could be ruined forever. You could be canceled. I'm never going to apologize for being pro-life.
How did we get to the point where we can't say all lives matter? As a matter of fact, all lives matter.
Contradictions, constant.
All of you still speak. How? Doesn't the woke mob have cable? But this is their identity now. Constant victimization. They say what they want, and if you get upset about it, you don't believe in freedom.
I just believe in freedom. Why are liberals so afraid of freedom and freedom of speech? Mm-hmm. I don't get outraged. Yeah. If you don't like what somebody's saying, you can turn off the TV, turn off a radio dial, turn off a podcast, walk out of a commencement.
Or you could buy a different beer than Bud Light without going into your back swamp and assassinating six-pack. You're so unbelievable. They're so full of shit that Sean Hannity can say with a square head, I'm not the kind of guy who gets outraged. Sean Hannity.
See, that's great. It's a great bit on the ridiculousness of cancel culture.
It is.
It can't possibly exist. They have canceled liberal, progressive radio culture ever since. I mean, you can't get a job as a liberal radio announcer in Wisconsin, except through this group now.
Mm-hmm.
But like WYSN, WTMJ, they didn't do that stuff way back when. There were no openings at WIBA AM. I got booted off the afternoon show with Vicki McKenna because that didn't fit.
It didn't
People
fit.
Don't want to hear the more liberal, progressive, democratic viewpoint.
Don't want to hear both sides.
Right.
Yeah, just have one side.
So
makes it a lot easier.
If anybody has a right to say they were canceled, I would say it was, the more liberal side, the left side of the issue.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we can still, we're here, we're saying what we want to say.
Yeah.
And talking the way we're talking. We haven't been canceled yet.
And have we canceled Trump?
Anybody else?
No, we really have. We play the stuff here.
Yeah.
During all of this, Project 2025, have we canceled discussions about their new project?
No. We've opened up the discussions.
We put a positive spin on Project 2025.
And we get texts from our listeners, too, at the Civic Media app. What is this one, John?
Yeah, we strip Russian Ron. Boy,
you're talking about Ron DeSantis?
No.
Ron Johnson.
Yeah,
okay.
He went over there on July 4th, remember?
Oh,
celebrating our July 4th in Russia. Strip him of his wealth, his clothes, feed and educate all of the children he feels so strongly about. Just do it. Strip it.
Yeah.
Kurt, thank you.
Thanks for that text. You can call us or text us, 608-879-8255 or the Civic Media app.
I want to get to something. This is really a big story. This just blew up yesterday, and I didn't have a lot on it, time to research this and have more tracks. But the megas now, it's hard to even believe they went to this level. Just they're now lying and saying that Biden ordered Trump assassinated.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
When they went in to Mar-a-Lago to get the boxes
with the
of
FBI.
Documents.
Yeah.
Yes. Now they're saying they're turning all of that into the fact that Biden wanted to assassinate Trump, but he wasn't there. What a lucky moment. We have this. I have this story from CNN 143. Let's play it. It talks about the whole issue.
This is unbelievable.
That are ricocheting through the conservative media echo chamber. Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of trying to, quote, take me out. Yes, you heard that right. Assassinate him. Now, this is a fundraising text sent last night from the Trump campaign. DOJ was authorized to shoot me. They were locked and loaded for deadly force at Mar-a-Lago. He's basing that on documents released yesterday about the search of Mar-a-Lago, documents taken wildly out of context by Trump and many of his allies.
Biden unleashed armed agents into Trump's house, authorizing them to use deadly force.
Biden's politicized Attorney General Merrick Garland at Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ actually authorized, get this, the use of deadly force during that August 22, 2022 raid at Mar-a-Lago.
This was an attempted assassination attempt on Donald John Trump or people associated with him. They wanted a gunfight.
I want to bring in Tom Foreman to help fact check these claims. Tom, you know, we don't often give oxygen to things that are just wildly exaggerated. But in this case, I think we all think, including you, it is important to fact check and set the record straight.
Yeah, this is extremely, extremely important. If you are in MAGA world or you know anybody in MAGA world, it's important to understand right now what you just heard from those people is absolute poppycock. It is absolutely not true. Nonetheless, Donald Trump is trying to raise funds off of it. He's got a post out there right now that goes on and on about how much he feels that people should be donating money to him because they were trying to take him out. He put out a Truth Social post in which he said the FBI was authorized to use deadly lethal force. Now we know for sure that Joe Biden is a serious threat to democracy. This was his response to all of this. And what has them so exercised? What has them going on with all these ridiculous claims? And they are ridiculous. Standard protocol for police agencies, not just the FBI. The judge said, yes, as part of this order, you see everything included, including the standard police procedure, which is to say FBI agents should have their weapons with them in case something happens. They should have handcuffs with them in case something happens. Remember, when they went in on this raid, they were wearing like normal polo shirts. They weren't wearing flak vests with FBI on it. That was also part of the order because they didn't want to create a big spectacle around this. But agents have to be ready in case something crazy happens out there. That's all this is about. The bottom line is there was nothing different about this. And the FBI said itself, they followed standard protocol in this search as they do for all search warrants, which includes a standard policy statement limiting the use of deadly force. There was no departure from the norm in this matter. That statement is the truth, not just based on what the FBI said, but based on decades and decades of me covering these things. Mm-hmm. This is what they do. And for Trump world to claim that this was something else is just a flat out lie, top to bottom.
Tom Foreman, thank you so much.
Truly, that kind of sums everything up about what blew up yesterday on the Twitter, in social media. It was jaw-dropping that they could make something up like this and expect this thing to sell, maybe even be a fundraiser for them.
Yeah. Well, and
this is so over the top, it's unbelievable.
Trump turned it into, this was a quote, they were authorized to shoot me, read the subject line of his campaign. That they sent out this letter. You know they're just itching to do the unthinkable. Joe Biden was locked and loaded, ready to take me out and put my family in danger.
So there you
None
go.
None of that is true. It's just garbage.
But this is what Trump wants the ability to do. If he's president, he wants to be able to do this. Okay?
Projecting.
He's arguing at the Supreme Court level that he wants the ability to go out and take out his opponents.
Yeah.
So now he's complaining about it. He's thinking, well, they can't do that to me. But you want to do it to everybody else, right?
Right.
Oh, Don Snorleone.
What are we going to do? Oh, yeah. Coming up.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Samuel Alito. Little Colbert.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Unearthing what's fallen through the cracks. Here's John and Gordy, Raiders of the Lost Stories.
Yes. Yes. And right now, what we try to do is bring these late-breaking stories to you. That's why we had the last cut from CNN. I just haven't been able to get all the tracks ready, and
we'll
have them for you.
Okay.
But and the other one, the story, I just thought, well, that's not. I don't care. You know, Samuel Alito flying a second flag.
The first flag wasn't enough. That didn't get enough controversy going.
That's right.
You had to do a second flag.
To the election, right? But
how many more flags does he have?
I know. What other flags can he come up with? And I thought, well, this is insane. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of took off on its own.
If it was a movie, you wouldn't believe the movie.
No.
Right?
No, you really would.
Every day, there's just something crazy going on.
And why is there a debate?
What?
In the Senate. Why is there a debate? Well, should we call the justices in and talk to them about this?
Have a meeting.
Come on, folks. Do something.
Yeah.
You know, try to get the Republicans on record saying that they don't want to get Alito in and ask him a few questions about where the hell he's coming from. The thing is, he's sitting in on these cases.
Yeah.
These important cases that we'll be dealing with the election.
He's not going to recuse himself.
He's not going to.
No.
So let's get to this cut from Stephen Colbert last night. And he's talking about the Alito insanity.
Again, what is it, John?
That was the cut we'd sent earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
That was the email cut?
Yes, yeah. I got it here.
All right.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. And I just want to start off. You know, we live in trying and cynical times. But before we begin, I just want to start off by saying I believe in democracy. I believe in our constitutional government. I believe in the separation of powers. And I wish the Supreme Court felt the same way. Because the Supreme Court of the United States, or SCOTUS, continues to shoot itself in the nuts, or SCROTUS. They have been. These folks in the black robes, they have been racked with scandals over the past few years, including Clarence Thomas's wife promoting the coup on January 6th, and Clarence Thomas himself accepting luxury vacations from the guy who owns Hitler's napkins. And now there is a brand new scandal involving Supreme Court justice and lifeguard watching you drown, Samuel Alito. Right now, there are multiple cases that could be decided by the Supreme Court involving Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, which is why it was particularly disturbing this weekend when we found out that in January of 2021, just days after the Capitol riot, an upside-down U.S. flag flew at the home of Justice Samuel Alito. And that is significant because at that time, the upside-down flag had become a symbol of the Stop the Steal movement. Even worse, all of Alito's garden gnomes were fully QAnon. Now, And when it comes to January 6th cases argued before the court, Alito has been highly sympathetic to the mob. That's like when your couples therapist is wearing a shirt that says, Team David. There's no possible justification for a Supreme Court justice displaying a symbol of insurrection at his home, which is why when this photo was published, Alito immediately did the right thing, owned up, and blamed his wife, saying in a statement that he had no involvement whatsoever in the flying of the flag. And it was briefly placed by his wife, Martha Ann. So he dropped a dime on his gal. Citing the landmark case of me just trying to live my life, the ladies be crazy, am I right?
Alito. Oh, God.
Crazy. Alito crazy. Excused his wife's desecration of the flag that our forefathers died for at Iwo Jima because he says she only did it because a neighbor displayed a Trump sign on their lawn, and when Mrs. Alito confronted the neighbor about it, they say the neighbor addressed his wife using vulgar language, including the C word. Okay, that is not nice. But if someone calls you the C word, putting up an insurrection flag, not the response. Oh, you were rude to my wife? Well, we're Nazis now. So, are you happy? So Martha Ann runs up the January 6th flag, and then Sam comes home from work, sees it, and is like, honey, I understand you're upset, but we have to take that down immediately for Pete's sake. I'm a justice of the Supreme Court, is what would have been nice to have happened. But instead, neighbors confirmed that the display stood for several days before being taken down. Alito clearly knew about this because he came and went for several days, and to paraphrase my favorite Spangled Banner, the flag was still there. Do I do it upside down? Do I wear my hat backwards?
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Now dig this.
All right. So you'll probably get into the second flag.
Yeah, there's another flag.
Yeah.
A second flag. We haven't gotten to that.
I know. So, I know.
It's just, how many flags does he own? How many flags does he have to flag?
How many statements does he want to make as being an impartial justice on the Supreme Court of our country?
Yeah,
and he's the guy who overturned Roe v. Wade.
Yep.
He found all the reasons, all the examples in the past when, you know, the Puritans were out there hanging women.
Yeah. Went back to the 1800s.
Yeah, found all the proof. Ever really supported abortion before, so obviously we're going to keep that guy, before they had the medical information, before they had all the different kinds of treatments.
Yeah. Sam?
Just a couple of texts I want to get to before the end of the show.
Okay.
A listener was asking yesterday what clips we were playing from Courier Newsroom about Project 2025. We don't have the name of the guy, the reporter who voiced those clips, but they are from Courier Newsroom giving another summary of what Project 2025 seeks to do.
Okay.
And another one about Trump's quote-unquote assassination attempt. So Trump wants to disarm the police because he wants the FBI not to have guns when they're going someplace.
Yeah. That's right. That would be disarming them.
Huh. How ironic.
Yeah. Except when he wants to take out an opponent.
Of course. Then
when he gets that power from the Supreme Court, who will rule probably in his favor, at least
on day one.
A little cutout for him.
Okay. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us. Yeah. Stephanie Miller.
Dumpster Friday coming up.
Yep. That's right. And Rocker will give us a preview of Max Inc. for the weekend. Yeah, looking forward to all of that tomorrow on the big show. That's it for us for this Thursday.
The John and Gordy Family Show. I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young. Have a great day. Oh, my.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.